So, Rachel, are you going to watch tonight's debate?
Yes, I have friends coming over to do just that.
Have you already made your choice, or do these debates influence your opinion in any way?
In Manhattan, I think most of us know that we're voting for Mr. Kerry, and we're praying to God and all things natural that he does as well as he did last time, because I think Mr. Bush needs to be at home.
But generally speaking, do people really change their minds after having watched those debates?
Oh, I think across the country, the presidential debates are Senator Kerry's saving grace, because I think it's been very hard for him to totally cut across soundbites, because he's not a soundbite kind of guy, because he actually has too much substance to be good at soundbites. But through the last debate, I think the broader American public got a better idea of who he is intellectually and who he is, what his heart is, which is intelligent, good, opinionated and strong, unlike what the Bush campaign's been saying about him. So I think it'll help him a lot if he does well tonight.
Yeah, well, that's what most Europeans tend to think, but what about the Americans?
My friends don't agree with me, but I absolutely think Kerry's going to win, because I'm 41. In my entire life, I've never seen a president win when the economy is bad. And I don't care how many times he says the economy is good, we're down 1.3 million jobs since he started, and that's only happened 70 years ago. It's the last time a president lost jobs on his watch. And I think that most people truly realize that one day in 2001 did not affect the last 4 years, you know, that it really has been about his leadership, which is stuck.
Yeah, okay, but that's one topic. Let's talk about foreign policy. Isn't Iraq and isn't Al-Qaeda more important than creating jobs in this specific presidential race?
I actually think most Americans in all the middle states in the South really care about the economics and our own issues more than they care about Iraq. I think Iraq is very important to people in big cities like New York, more politically minded people, but I don't believe that's what the average American votes on. I think they vote on whether they're doing better than 4 years ago, and most of us are not.